The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this presentation on run charts. I'd like to start out with a brief overview. A run chart is a tool used to show a change in a value over a period of time. It depicts a time-ordered series of data plots with the time on the x-axis, the horizontal one, and the value of the data on the y-axis, the vertical one. Run charts are particularly powerful because they showcase changes that otherwise may be too subtle to notice. These changes are, in many cases, linked to abnormal conditions which can be quickly dealt with. Run charts are also powerful because they can track data in near real time. Most other tools look at information after the fact. Run charts can be appended with the most recent data added to the end of the series. This immediately leads to rapid problem solving, often before problems grow. One final benefit of run charts is that most frontline leaders are capable of creating and using them to solve problems. The actual gathering of data and updating the run chart takes very little expertise and can be done by people on frontline teams. Now let's dive into a bit deeper of a discussion about run charts. While most problem-solving efforts in Lean loosely follow the PDCA cycle, there are a variety of tools you must use within the structure to effectively analyze a problem. The run chart is one such tool. It is extremely valuable in both problem identification and in root cause analysis. The power of a run chart lies in its visual nature. The impact of a graphical representation of a data series carries a much greater visual impact than a series of numbers. If you were to take a look at a run chart, you might notice two different types of indicators. The first, a momentary blip, either up or down, would indicate a change, some type of abnormal condition. The second is called a stepwise change, and it is when the whole line shifts to a new location. This indicates a process change. That second part is a vital part of the PDCA cycle. You must check to see whether the results are as predicted. A run chart makes it easy to do so. At this point, I'd like to take a brief moment and compare run charts to something else you may be familiar with, control charts. Run charts are very simple to create and to use. One of the drawbacks of the simplicity is that common cause variation can look like a change in a process. Every operation has variation to it. Some of that variation is inherent to the system. This is called common cause variation, or noise. Think of an icicle melting from your gutter. Most of the drips will fall in a very small area, but they will not be in exactly the same space. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your Lean journey.